Adrienne Marie Brown talks about consent as us acknowledging, and I'm reading her words here, that we are each a walking miracle. We each have power, and we each have a responsibility to share and grow that power within ourselves and each other. So today's episode is about consent. She talks about the beauty of consent and really invites us to drop in and feel the pleasure that comes with knowing that you are offering someone something that they wholeheartedly want. So most definitions of consent sound something like this: permission for something to happen or agreement to do something, الموافقة, which is great and important, but baseline for us here at Fucking Blessed. We're taking it a step further and we are looking for enthusiasm. Consent. Enthused. Yes. With an exclamation mark. None of that that we see in movies. No. Ma agdar. But she really wants to, and then eventually she's like, okay. Or worse, when somebody's like, sure, I guess we can bang, but they don't really want to.
Because a half-hearted yes is sometimes so much easier than saying no.
Damn, that's deep. And by the way, consent applies to your own body too.
One more time for the people in the back.
Consent applies to your own body too. When you're self-pleasuring, when you're interacting intimately with your body, you gotta check in with yourself. Am I ready for this? Do I wanna be doing this right now? Consent for everybody. How do we get better about consent? A big thing that you can do first and foremost is to cultivate a really strong sense of self-awareness. I got this from Adrienne Marie Brown. Self-pleasuring practices, conscious masturbation, or just even touching yourself is such a great way to start to understand what your body desires and longs for. She has a hack and she suggests to perhaps consider being celibate while you're doing this. Because when you're celibate, you are steering free of other people's expectations, their opinions, their attention, and there's just no pressure there. It's just you and your body. You get to know what feels like a yes. What does my body desire? What feels good? And when you're learning about what feels good to your body, this is the book. She talks about this in Pleasure Activism. She says to look for three different physical or emotional signals that feel like a yes. So she talks about looking for a flushed face, quickening of the breath, pressure in the groin, can be tingling in your spine, can be butterflies in your stomach. Start to pay attention to what a yes physically feels like in your body. Once you get to know yourself in this way, you can then start to articulate, ask for what you want, and advocate for what you want. Step two, practice consent by asking for consent. Hey, Clara, can I give you a hug? A lot of times we just go in for the hug, but ask, can I hold your hand? Does it feel okay for me to touch your shoulder right now? Ask for consent. Step three, practice saying no, la, in and outside of the bedroom. No is a complete sentence. Practice saying no, thank you, not right now, nah, dog, la, shukran, ma abgha. Practice getting up and leaving. Practice saying, hey, I'm not feeling it. Hey.
Hey.
I'm not feeling it. Because as AMB says, your strong and solid no makes way for your deep and authentic yes. Four, AMB teaches us that consent has levels, so it's not black and white. So you might feel like a yes for attention or a kiss, but then more than that, more blah blah boom, you're not ready for, so you set a boundary, and that's totally great. Practice saying, hey, can we slow down for a second? Hey, I'm into this, but can we push pause? You can even stop completely and ask to just talk and check in. And for the younger people that are watching, if someone is being a jerk about you wanting to slow down or check in, they are not worth your time. Ma salama, bye bye. Step five. Practice accepting other people's boundaries in and outside of the bedroom. If a person comes up to you and is like, hey person, I didn't really like it when you bit me, be awesome and say, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, thank you for letting me know. I know it might feel like your inner child is being rejected, but they are not rejecting you, trust me. And you respecting their boundaries is gonna make you feel really, really good. Try to look at it as they're setting the roadmap for you, just like them telling you what they do like, them telling you what they don't like is telling you how to pleasure them. So it's all good news. That's the end of consent.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Effed and Blessed. You can support this very independent show by buying our very cool merch on fuckedandblessed.com. And be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube for more content and reflections and ridiculous and deep stuff from me. Follow us at Effed and Blessed. That's F-D and Blessed. May we all lean into the beautiful duality of what it is to be fucked and blessed. What a gift. See you next time.